Now let's consider David Hume's famous essay on public debt. Appropriately, it's called Of Public Credit. It's online, and it's still one of the blockbuster writings on government's fiscal policy. Hume leads with a very important insight, namely that governments tend to borrow too much and to run up deficits and debts which are too high. Here's an illustrative quote, and I quote, "It is very tempting to a minister to employ such an expedient, as enables him to make a great figure during his administration without overburdening the people with taxes. The practice, therefore, of contracting debt will almost infallibly be abused in every government." Of course, this mirrors later public choice arguments against excess government debt, for instance, as you might find in the work of James Buchanan and Richard Wagner much later in the 20th century. It's remarkable how sharp the economics are in this essay of Hume's. For instance, Hume understands quite well that government debt may become like cash, and that creates greater liquidity, and that stimulates the economy in the short run. That said, of course, that's as much of the problem as the solution, because that is driving the incentive for the politician to rack up more debt. Hume understood the drawbacks of excess debt very well, and these include a concentration of wealth in the capital, in his case, London. High debt leads inevitably to higher taxes, here shown in a more modern setting. That, of course, depresses economic activity. High debt also leads to a dependence on foreign credit. Hume thought that England would be in a stronger position globally if it didn't have to be going to foreign creditors all the time, hat in hand, needing to borrow money. Hume also thought that there were bad fiscal incentives for a government when it was the case that all or most forthcoming revenue was already pledged to some other set of individuals. After all, then, who in the government would significantly gain from managing to boost revenue through prosperity? And Hume put it this way, and I quote, "Where a government has mortgaged all its revenues, that it necessarily sinks into a state of languor, inactivity, and impotence." Hume also fully grasped the modern argument, sometimes put by the Keynesians as, "We owe it all to ourselves," referring to the debt. And Hume said this is true, but nonetheless you could be in a society where transfer payments back and forth can be too high and too burdensome, just as taxes can be too high and too burdensome, even though you could say the same thing, that with taxes, well, we owe it all to ourselves. Overall, in a world with a lot of sovereign debt crises and with growing high debt and deficits, staggering in the case of the United States, Hume's essay is remarkably prescient. It's beautifully written, it anticipates a lot of later economics, it's absolutely one of the gems of 18th century economic thinking, and it reflects Hume's status as really one of the best and most important philosophers and economists of not just his time, but of really any time.